You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, what a couple of special guests we had right there. Denise Cherlier and Aaron Shue, Brown County Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin. Cannot wait to see that new technology they have. Hope he brings it around here when that thing comes out. Sounds phenomenal.
It's like a little lawnmower you used to push when you were a kid, but it's AI. And you can say, look, I want to go to the Daily Buzz for coffee. And it will take you there and talk to you about, you know, there's a bench in front of us, or we got to go to the right. And that's just going to be great because canes are helpful. Sure. Dogs are very good, but this thing sounds like it's going to be great.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's just nice to see progress in that industry. And speaking of progress, we're going to talk about these CPAP machines pretty soon because I know
Absolutely.
You guys are.
HME, Home Medical in the house, Katie Holinka and Jim Murray. Okay, first of all, I tried to correct you guys saying that you guys were saying it wrong, that it's CPAC. And then you,
CPAP.
See, I thought you were getting it wrong the whole time in your career.
Airway pressure.
They own the company, and they've been saying it wrong.
Uh-huh.
It's CPAP, and that stands for something.
Continuous positive airway pressure. So when you have sleep apnea, you just need to splint open that airway with some air,
right,
to keep that tongue of blocking your airway.
And
he has it.
I was telling her earlier, and what a help that is, because you kind of know it because your wife. Or your whoever your spouse or partner whatever says, look, you stop breathing, and you're like, no, I don't. Yeah, you do. And then you go in, and that home test is simple now. And just talk to how if people think they have it, what's the next step?
Yeah, well,
because I don't want to go to one of those labs.
No,
I'm worried that I have some really bizarre dreams like I have sometimes, and you know, yada yada yada.
I don't know if I'd
Todd, you know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah,
nobody
I do wants know. To go.
Okay,
no,
thanks,
and
Todd.
I did, but anyway, you're right. There's so many easier ways now.
Well, thanks again for having us in.
Well, it's great having you guys.
Appreciate it.
No offense, but we basically have you in here so we can get free medical help and advice.
Yeah.
Just so you know. So yeah, you're welcome once a week.
Katie's a clinician, so do what she says.
All right.
The little bit I can tell you is a lot has happened over the past few years, and now you can go home with a sleep test. So your doctor, the sleep lab, will set you up with a little kit. And you'll go home with it, and that'll be the sleep test. And from there, your doctor can read that sleep test and determine, do you have obstructive sleep apnea? How serious is it? And kind of put together some care options from there.
I remember I did that, and I fell asleep. Actually, I was watching it was a Packer-Giants game. It was a Monday night when I was in there.
That's what put you to sleep as a Packers in Monday night.
Yeah, that would keep me up.
Okay.
To each his own.
But there's a lot more worries. And I'm telling you, it was half hour. She came and she goes, man, you got sleep apnea. I was like right away. So it was very quick.
It's incredible.
Then they set the machine. And anyway, I love it. And I feel better when I sleep. Anyway, I don't talk about me. Tell me the progress that's being made, because I know you've done some stuff on the facial masks as well.
That's Katie's team, and they've got a lot of technology that we're talking about. And, the new software on the iPad that can kind of read your face. What's it called?
And Jim, you carry all this stuff for the most part?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Ooh. Yep, so the CPAP mask fitting, you know, as you probably know, Jim, it was once you get a good mask fit, you're successful with therapy.
Right.
So they now have software that will scan 200 points on your face and tell us the most optimal mask for you. And you completed that earlier this week. So you answered those questions, decided, you know, what's your sleeping position? What are your sleeping habits? And it scanned your face and it told me your most optimal mask.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Like, do you read my report?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Okay.
We're
going to
get you set up, Mary.
I did do that, right? I told you guys that.
Yeah.
I just used my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Cool.
Okay.
And then it sends me a little report.
Todd, back to Todd. Can you guys hang on?
Last time Jim was in.
We're backing up here. We're backing way up. Excuse me. Coming through. Back right up here. Come on. Hey, come on.
All right, there. I finally got that last guy out of there. Back up on this about doing something on a phone for recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Could they tell I've got kind of a big nose, though, and that would
yes.
be a problem?
That's all okay. part of it.
All right.
200,
part of it. 200 facial points. It.
You could have said I don't have a big nose, but that's fine. Go ahead.
I mean, I do, too, so it's all right.
Mine's bigger. Go ahead. Tell me about this facial recognition on your phone.
Yeah, so we
could I do it right now?
I sent you an invitation. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I swear I didn't get it.
Sent it twice.
Funny, I did. You sent it twice?
Did you send it to a civic media or my personal?
Your personal.
Okay.
Are you sure?
You're out of excuses, John. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. So this read my face, and then the information, it just went right back to you, huh?
It did. Huh. Yep. So the questions you had to answer were, do you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach? Are you a mouth breather? Do you have nasal congestion? Do you have facial hair? Those types of things. And then it scans your face and tells me your most optimal mask. It gives it to you. Just that one. So there's no doubt in your mind that that's the right one.
Okay. How easy, right? Because people are like...
Do you like take a picture of yourself?
Yeah, you just hold it in front of you.
Wow.
That's the thing. But first things first, though. The first thing is you contact HME and then to the doctor. You refer them or how does... Tell me that process, Jim.
Doctor first.
Okay.
So talk to your doctor. Hey, doc, my wife keeps elbowing me in the rib cage and says I snore a lot. She said I might stop breathing when I snore. Go to your doctor first.
Okay.
They'll recommend you see a sleep clinic. And then they will meet with you, likely get you set up with a go-home sleep test. You'll take this kit home. Very easy to set up. And then from there, just like Katie's software on reading your facial recognition, the sleep test will transmit everything back to the doctor's office. They'll read your sleep test and then make recommendations from there.
Like you're waking up, 40 times. You know, it was crazy, some of those numbers.
But, yep.
All right. And then I think people are very anxious. Like, I could never sleep with anything on my face.
That's how I feel. Well, that's honestly how I feel.
Did you ever hear that, Jim?
Yep. It's an adjustment.
I'm sure it's from everybody. But what do you do? Because I think I lay... Because my pillow, I drool a lot. So
thanks.
Yeah, my pillow a lot of times is kind of wet. Okay, so that means obviously I'm sleeping kind of.
Like how big is the spot, John? Let's go into more detail. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
About like this.
Yeah.
I mean, bigger than a cantaloupe.
Bigger than a grapefruit.
Yeah. Yeah, about grapefruit size, a little bit bigger than a cantaloupe, a smaller cantaloupe.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, good.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I know it's gross.
So you're probably a mouth breather.
Yeah. So is it hard to wear the mask if I've got my face down into the thing there?
No. Okay. There's more than just one option for mouth breathers.
Well, you have a lot of options.
A lot of options. And if we don't have it in the store, we can order it in and have it shipped right to your house if we determine that's the right one for you.
But then do you have to have a big machine that pushes the air?
The machine is probably the size of that book right there.
Oh, that's all?
So, I don't know, 10 inches by like 5 inches.
Okay.
Hotels, they all know their sleep apnea is a big... They have those little tables right next
Correct.
To you. They have a plug-in right at the table. It's like, why would you ever need that? And then you get your sleep apnea machine. It's like, that's why they got it. And so the country, the community has adjusted to that.
Because there's only over 30 million people in the U.S. who have obstructive sleep apnea.
Can you die
10%
from it?
10% of it. You can't die from using that, but...
No, not from using it. No,
at least absolutely you can die from
it. But that's what I mean.
Absolutely. Reggie White...
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And it leads to a lot of other health conditions. Diabetes, hypertension.
I've got high blood pressure. Do you think it's from that?
Yes, that's what hypertension is.
Okay. Wow. Interesting stuff.
So it might go down if you get tested for CPAP.
It will go down.
It's hard on the body. And the big thing we hear from our patients that are successful, not everyone's successful with CPAP. Katie's team really guides you through the process if you're brand new to CPAP. They'll contact you throughout that first 30 days and make sure you're doing well. They can see your data between us and the doctor's office. We can see the data coming from the machine and see if you're taking it off at night, how many hours per night you're getting. So they'll really coach you through to be successful with CPAP.
If you take it off and don't put it back on, and then you wake up in the morning, there's a sad face. Yeah. But if you
seriously,
but if you keep it on, there's a smiley face.
Yep, the machine coaches you.
It does.
Do they take it off sometimes just for comfort? I mean, just kind of like it's.
Yeah. So in the beginning, when our therapists coach you, if you are really struggling with therapy, we're going to talk you through. Start low. Don't make yourself, panic that you're not doing it right.
Okay.
Start watching TV with it on to desensitize your body.
Oh, I see. Get it on before you actually go to sleep.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. And I'm going to try this.
The other thing is that there's incentive to use it because your insurance, if you don't use it 4 hours, don't they kind of throttle back a little bit?
Yes. There are insurance requirements. So they give you 90 days to really show that this machine is beneficial for you.
That you're using it.
Yep. So in that 90-day period, our goal is to find you a period of 30 days where you've used it 70% of the time, 4 hours or more. They say you need to use it at least 4 hours to really get that benefit feeling from it when you wake up in the morning.
It's funny, 30 million people, I mean, it's 10% of the country, but a lot of people have that our age. I don't know how young, do young people have this
yes.
too? Because so many of my friends
you see
have
all
it.
Ages.
Okay.
Pediatrics do elderly.
Is there a monthly fee? Do you rent these? How does that
Depends
work?
On your insurance. So some insurances, most insurances do like a rent to own. So it's 10 to 12
How's Medicare
months.
Or Medicaid or whatever it is? How are they about 13 this?
Month rental and you owe 20% copay. Tell you that in my sleep.
That answer came back too quick for me. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure it out. Okay, thank you. So you pay 20% pretty much.
Yeah, if you have thing. Medicare. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting. Katie Holinka and Jim Murray, HME Home Medical. You guys have a plethora of different things over there, Jim, but this one has to be one of the more popular because, like Jim was saying, there's so many people that right. not only have this, but what percentage do you think have it and don't know? You know what I mean? I bet that's really high.
A very large percentage yeah. of yeah. the American public.
I mean, you.
Yeah, me. Yeah. There's no question.
And me. Yeah.
Oh, do you really?
I've never done a sleep test, but I've got the bruises on my ribcage.
Right.
Well, let's work on that.
And when you stop breathing, they don't like that.
You know, no, I mean, that's scary to your bed partner.
It's the snoring, I think. I don't know. Some women, did whatever, they adjust to it. But that stopping breathing for, you know, seven,
How
eight.
How long?
You know, it can be a
seconds.
While. It's...
My dad,
it
dad
can be
six.
It has to at least be 10 seconds to count.
Okay.
So think that's 10 seconds someone's not breathing.
Think about that.
That's a lot.
That's shortest.
I remember you had to get that MRI thing for your plaque in your heart type thing, and you had to hold your breath for like 20 seconds. That was torture.
Well,
that was
picture doing
torture.
That at least 10 times an
but
hour.
But you're not conscious that you're doing it, but you are
right.
doing that.
Can I get some more questions?
Yeah.
Okay, can you guys stick around?
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll stay all day.
Katie, you're not off the hook yet. Katie Holinka and Jim Murray, HME Home Medical. I'm going to quiz you.
It's music.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Katie Holinka and Jim Murray, HME Home Medical, a place that carries a little bit of everything for whatever your affliction or your ailments are. This is still fascinating, though. Once again, you're kind of stern to me. I got to be honest with you, Katie. You've been kind of stern.
I asked
you told
her to
me
be.
You probably have sleep apnea, and you're not treating it.
And she sent you two personal texts.
I didn't get those. I swear.
Check your spam.
Okay.
No. The only spam he knows is the stuff in the can. So I'm just telling you right
that
now.
That he buys at Dollar Store. Right. So.
I actually do. I still have spam and eggs on a regular basis. Do you guys? You ever had spam?
Never had spam in my life.
You've never had it? You're missing out. How about you, Jim? Have you had spam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you still have it at all?
But,
spam and eggs is still good.
No,
fried potatoes? Oh, my God.
I mean, I'll take eggs and fried potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we had spam, too, but then got a job and got some money. We've been talking a lot about this CPAP machine and how much it's needed. And we got, 30 million people in the United States and probably another 30 that should have it that don't. And there's ways to test it. I want to talk about some other things. Do you mind just in your story? For we talk about trying to keep people in their homes and people want to stay in their homes. And just some of the things that you offer at HME that would someone could do for their parents.
Yeah. So I start with our home modification department. We have a group. We have a licensed contractor. We have some installers. And they will come out to your home and just do a walkthrough. No charge, no commitment. You don't have to buy anything. You owe us nothing. And they'll make recommendations. What's the number one thing that takes a senior out of the home?
Fall.
A fall.
We had a firefighter, chief of exactly. fire department here in Howard, said their number one
call is picking someone up.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll start there. How do we prevent falls? Grab bars in the bathroom, right? That's the slippery spot. Grab bars around the bathtub and the shower. We can take out your bathtub and put in a barrier-free shower if that's safer. Stair lifts. I mean, the stair lifts, we probably are doing 3 or 4 straight stair lifts a week for seniors in their home. And when I say a straight stair lift, if you don't have any curves or corners to go around.
That's where you get in that little chair and that lady waves.
Yeah.
Thing? Go right on up.
She's waving because she's happy to not
have I think those things are awesome.
Climb stairs like Mount Everest.
I would just do it all day long. Yeah. Just up and down. Have a couple of cocktails.
You
just
can.
Drive.
You yeah. can. No one's going to arrest you for that.
Yeah, have a cup holder there. Yeah. Some vodka.
Spam.
So the home modification department is fantastic with, you know, our kind of our tagline is keeping you in your home longer, safer.
And what I like about your company versus some other options is there's no pills, there's no drugs. I mean, these are just this is just air that's going into your body like it should, mm-hmm. but because of your anatomy, yep. it's just not working right. And you know, I think when it comes to people are so afraid to move, and you said grab bars are not that expensive.
And you know, you can there's various colors and things. You know, what's our largest investment in life? Our home. We want to stay there as long as we can.
Can I just say something about what you just said? I just want to follow up on something. Yeah. So my mom was disabled from a stroke, very severe stroke, for years and years, for 45 years. But anyway, she never wanted grab bars because she didn't want to feel like she was, and this sounds weird, handicapped and disabled. Do you know what I mean? She wanted to fight it. And then we put some in that were like decorative. Yeah. She was totally fine.
Yeah.
But there was something about mm-hmm. the...
I believe that.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, in yeah. her house type
just
thing?
Just don't want it to stand out.
Yes.
And say, hey, look at this.
Yes, it's exactly right.
Yeah, if you can get buy-in with just one, make one change in your home, wherever it is. Maybe you get rid of a throw rug in the kitchen or make one change and then build from there. So our folks are very, they're not.
That's awesome.
Able. And that fall, because you're a little more brittle and you break a hip, that could be the beginning of the end. It's amazing how it starts with a fall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of things can happen after that. But yeah, those are just great things. And for it to be a free consultant to come through. And like you said, you have to do it all at once, right?
Right.
Well, you guys are great, though, too. At a I mean, like, obviously, every house isn't cookie cutter,
right.
1,200 square foot ranch. And you guys have to work around a lot of different things. But you guys are okay with that, aren't you?
Yeah. Some of the beautiful older homes here in Green Bay, you know, have some winding staircases. So our guys have these little lasers.
He's got the only winding staircase.
I know the mayor does.
He's got the only winding staircase in the hood.
That'll be the next episode is we'll send a home mod guy. We'll do an off. We'll get out of the studio and go to the mayor's house.
Excellent.
Yeah. I don't know that I want that chair, but anyway, I'll look at the grab bars first.
Yeah. Start somewhere. And it's about just being safer so that you can live as long as you can in your home and not have to think about some of the risks that are there. But yeah, our people can modify just about anything.
Now, the advantage, like we were talking with two wonderful people from the Federation of the Blind of Wisconsin that were in here earlier, talk about the upgrades and the advancements were just incredible, which is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You guys are in that same boat, though, aren't you? I mean, you're not resting on your laurels and the design people aren't resting. You guys are constantly, constantly coming up with new ways to help out folks in their homes, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you get through a day these days without hearing the term AI?
Right, no. Okay. That's what they were talking about with this new thing for the blind.
Exactly. It's very hard to get through the day without hearing AI. Well, how does it affect us? And there's a lot of technology coming down the pike right now that's going to help everybody age in place longer.
Awesome.
And safer. So,
boy, that's a great place to start.
Yeah.
You know, you walk into the home and say that. On this sleep.
You know, by the way, you know what? Something I got to tell you something. You know what's dangerous at your house? your stairs going up to that fifth floor. They're very beautiful oak, but they're slippery kind of, aren't they? Do you ever worry about that?
I don't want to put carpet.
I don't want to move the floors.
I know.
But I'm just saying.
I'm going to have Jim come over. If you say.
Put some more handles.
But I don't want any of those strips on there.
No, I don't blame you. No, you don't want to. No. What can you do about something like that? Because he makes everybody take their shoes off. So everybody's stocking feet.
Yep. I don't make them.
We sell
you make them.
I just, it is. But it's all hardwood and it is slippery. I mean, he's right.
And you
don't
want
those old houses are like that. The stairs were a very important part of the aesthetics of the house.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
I would say have our team come to your house, no charge, and they'll make recommendations.
Okay.
Outstanding. Or I could come there and just tack down some stuff.
Or I could stop inviting
you. When are you leaving? I'll come over next week. I'll tell your house sitter that you wanted me to come over and tack down some tar paper on your stairs. HMM Home Medical. You guys are really awesome. This is really great. What an important entity you bring to the community.
Right on Monroe. Your address.
Yep. Right on Riverside Drive.
Riverside Drive.
Old Brennan Buick.
Monroe goes into.
Absolutely. Brennan Buick. There's a flower shop in your old place now, isn't there?
I believe so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for what you're doing here. And you check a lot of boxes. Thanks for coming in.
Well, we sure appreciate
you. Thank you for having us.
Katie and Jim, HME Home Medical. My first thing is talking to my doctor, right?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. He never returns my calls.
Just being honest. To the nurse.
Being honest.
Been sending him emails.
Being honest. Back after this.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, it's great having the folks from HME Home Medical, Katie Holinka and Jim Murray. Oh, okay, he was not nice to me.
Well, she's trying to save your life.
You know who she reminded me of?
And she could have said I didn't have a big nose when I said about
it. Well, it wasn't that. She was like, look, I believe her that she sent you two personal emails. Really trying to help, but okay.
I
didn't get them, and I don't think she's like that.
Yeah, I know.
I want to throw this out there. You may have heard this music that we are playing going into the break.
Yes, what was that?
So this is the cliffhanger game from The Price is Right. The little guy going up.
Oh, yeah, the guy going up the ladder.
And all I could think of was Mino in the chair going up the lift on the chair on the stairs.
I can see that. I'm getting one of those. I'm not even kidding. I'm getting one of those. I'm going to get one just for my tree stand. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be a pretty fancy tree stand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
I think they're, no. Okay.
We'll see. Tyler Fry and Debbie Humschild. Did I pronounce that right, Debbie?
Close Humschild. Enough.
Humschild. Humschild. Humschild?
Yeah.
Humschild, Casco Fire Department. Talk about the fundraising things you got here. And people are saying about the amazing job you do, Debbie, for the Casco firefighters. I'm going to talk to Tyler first. Tyler, tell me about the need to have community support for you guys to survive and thrive.
Yeah, we're a small fire department, Village of Casco, about 600 residents in Casco. So we don't have the tax base that maybe other volunteer or other departments have. So we rely on a lot of donations and fundraisers to keep us afloat and keep us able to purchase gear and other equipment that can be really expensive.
Like crazy expensive. But, you know, we were talking about here about the advances. Actually, we had with the Federation for the Blind, and we had the home medical people here, and just talk about some of the advances that are keep. And it's the same thing with you guys over the years. You guys have had to, technology-wise, stay ahead of that curve as well, right?
Right.
And it's not cheap.
No, it's not. No, not at all.
Right. And I dealt with the fire department in Green Bay, spends about $20 million just in the fire department. But, you know, I'm surprised the community wouldn't step up a little bit more because, I mean, you talk about why you exist as a local municipality. It's really, you know, protection, right? Police, fire, and, you know, of course you want to get some recreation. So I think it's great that you have, I'm looking at all these fundraisers you have. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So tell us about this one that's coming up, this Ugly Purse Auction.
Okay, well, the Ugly Purse Auction.
And don't make fun of my ugly glasses as I read your thing, okay?
No, you're fine. Thank you.
Everybody has a little bling in their glasses these days, right?
That's right. Mm. The Ugly Purse Auction is going to be our 8th annual this year. It's going to be on Saturday, April 26th. And how it all came about is I was doing a fundraiser that actually the business closed down in Green Bay. We used to wrap gifts at the Port Plaza Mall. Remember that mall?
Wasn't that a phenomenal place?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that the greatest thing in Green Bay?
Yep. We did that the whole month of December.
You're
the
greatest mall in America.
You're the only ones in there.
Yep. Yep. And that closed down, obviously. So I was talking to a girlfriend of mine that actually moved out from Michigan. I met her here, and we were kind of brainstorming, and she was a huge fundraiser person as well. And she said, why don't you try an ugly purse auction? And my exact words were, what the hell is an ugly purse auction?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it. She said, well, nobody around here does it. I never see anything advertised about one. Never, you know, I don't see anything in this area. And I said, well, no, I lived in this area my whole life, and I don't know what you're talking about. She said, well, everywhere we go, there's basket raffles and time and talents and, you know, silent auctions. Every place you go for a fundraiser, you walk in, that's what they're doing. She said, this is very unique. I said, well, tell me more about it. So she said, all you do is, she said, you grab the ugliest purses, get those donated, and we stuff them with prizes. And she said, the fun part is nobody knows what's in there. So you hold your auction, you're bidding on these ugly purses.
On the great unknown.
And you have no clue. And we say, first and foremost, when that high bidder comes up, thank you very much for your donation to the Casco Volunteer Fire Department. 100% of that money goes there.
Go ahead.
And I'm like, I just didn't know about it. I just like, what? I don't know how that's going to go. And she said, well, just keep in mind. She said, no matter what you come out with, it's more than what you walked in the door with. Mm-hmm. If you make $500 or $600 or $1,000, it's more than what you walked in with. So I went out and we made some posters. And the fire department, when you ask for a donation, I get very rarely get a no.
Right.
Because it is a great thing, like we talked about. So I had like maybe $1,200 in donations. And that first year, we made a little over $2,000. I was so nervous. I didn't know how it was going to go, you know, whatever. Well, this is our 8th annual, and the event lasts between 2.5 and 3 hours.
Do you tease them with is one purse have something, do you say one of the purses contains?
Like they'll make a deal thing?
Or well, I'll just say that.
What was the old show? Let's make a deal. Yeah.
No, but you open it up at wah, wah, wah. But do you tell them that one of these purses contains $200 or something?
No.
An autographed picture of Mino and the Mayor?
We do say that.
That's a wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, we do say that there is no zonk purse, if you want to call it.
All right.
Yeah. And
shut out. Okay.
If it is the lowest price, if value purse, I'll say everything is upward from there.
Right.
Last year, our highest valued purse was $1,000.
Cash?
That's a lot.
Not all cash, some cash. I usually do have one purse that is all cash. There'll be a $100 bill, a $50 bill, a roll of quarters, a pack of $100 worth of ones.
Could we get that cash? If nobody claims it, could we get that roll of quarters just so we don't get so many parking tickets down here?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Do people, are they hanging up? Do people can't feel them, right?
You don't, no.
Okay, so they're okay.
They're usually displayed with numbers on, and they'll pick, you know, what number purse we want to do next. And again, it's auctioned off. Meanwhile,
that is a cool concept because you're all trying to raise money. And like you said, this is a good angle.
Right. And the highest donation bid, if you want to call it, on a purse was $725.
Wow.
So that...
Again, it's a blind auction.
It is.
They don't know what they're getting.
And meanwhile, if you're there and you do want to bid on a purse, but maybe you can't afford that, we do have groups of people that are bidding together.
Oh, sure.
Like three girls are bidding together. They divide the purse up of the winnings then. We've had two men go together. Meanwhile, while the auction's going on, we do raffle off purses, $5 a shot. And you may get that purse that's worth $1,000 and you paid $5 for it.
Wow. Okay, so we're looking at this full-pager events you guys have for the Casco Fire Department. Just want to talk about another one here, the cookout you're having on Friday, June 6th. And I know we've mentioned this before. What exactly is tripe? Tripe? Tripe?
Trip. Trip sausage.
Trip?
I got one at that there was a baseball thing I went to, and then I bought that.
That was at the Opichkas.
Correct.
Yes.
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 That wasn't Casco, or was it?
Yeah, it's in Casco.
I think it was. Yeah.
It's a Belgian.
Yeah, that was a softball tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a Belgian trip. It's a Belgian food. Yeah.
Is it intestines or something?
No.
No. What is it?
I'm not Belgian, so I, I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, sauerkraut just built in.
What is trip?
It's a brat with sauerkraut built in.
I believe it's got cabbage in it.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
I just know that. I went up to the counter and lady could have been a little bit nicer to me. She did not like my dog.
Oh, that's right. You weren't supposed to have dogs.
And I didn't know that. There wasn't a sign, so I brought my dog, and he's a great dog, but she goes, you can't have that dog here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so I said, well, can I still get a trip? And so I bought one, and then I went and ate it out in the rain.
Well, sorry about that. That sounds sad. And then what is your milk bottle tournament?
Oh, that's another one, a fun one we do in the fall. Basically, it's like throwing baseballs. If you've ever been to a fair where they're throwing the baseballs at the Ring of Pyramids, but you do that when you have a team of people. So your goal is you get three balls and you have to knock down all the pins. So then you're scored accordingly for how many pins that you knock down.
Okay.
So we get a lot of participants from other fire departments that'll come in, or bars and restaurants, or just groups of friends that'll come in, and we sell food, cook booyah, the trip sausage.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, that's just so much more fun than the bucket raffles are fun, but you know, that's what you do is you get build these teams and and I like the mystery part is kind of cool with those purses. You know, it makes it a little bit more exciting.
Well, with the purses, that was actually 2 years ago, our largest fundraiser now that we do. In the 2.5 to 3 hours, we took in $19,106. $20,000 was my goal because every year it was growing.
Sure.
And my family keeps reminding me it's got to stop somewhere. I mean, it was growing. Yeah. So, but yeah, that we were talking about the expense of everything. Yes. And I was filling out donation request forms and the fire chief was telling me, put in whatever you want. The government's changing the radio system right now. We need $92,000 for that. We need air packs. The firemen's clothes expire after so many years. They're fireproof up to 10 to 15 years. To suit up a fireman is over $3,000. So it's endless.
I remember one of the big things. I think we did something through the city or something. I know you were there. There was a fundraiser. It was for, and I'm trying to think, something imaging where you could see into a burning building type thing. Remember when that was the big thing to buy those?
Yeah. Thermal imaging cameras.
Yeah. Yes.
Very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah, each truck has one. And then on our SCBAs, we have the little smaller ones that you can carry on your person.
Yep.
Okay. Because I remember remember the fundraisers we did for those?
Yeah, and we didn't hit our goals and the taxpayers bought them.
Yeah.
See, we don't have that option.
I'm just kidding.
Or you walked around with one of their boots telling people at the stop signs to fill it up. Then
fill
you put
the
it
boot,
in,
fill
then
the
it was
boot.
Going in your back pocket. Fill it was going
boot.
All over. Right. Yeah. Tyler Fry and Debbie Homchild, Casco Fire Department, amazing fundraising you folks do. Did I pronounce your name right this time?
You did.
All right,
did.
Thank you.
So you have six events coming up, but the one we're focused on, and we want to do this throughout the year. I mean, but the Saturday, April 26th.
Right after the draft and everything.
Yeah, we've been getting that
a lot.
So people that want to get out of the area, come on down because it's at night the last day. And actually, when I started fundraising in 1997 with Wayne Vandenhoot, was our fire chief, the very first fundraiser, many years ago that is, I gave him $311. He thought that was the greatest thing because no one ever in the public ever did a fundraiser on their own and gave them money. And I said in my head when I gave him that money, I never said it out loud till this year, wouldn't that be something if I could give the fire department $100,000?
Wow.
Now, this purse auction, I'm $1,058 away. So that will put me over my $100,000.
What's the passion? What's the trigger for you?
Well, when I started, I think it was just because my neighbor was the fire chief and I was doing fundraising with my job. And I just thought, well, hey, that's another opportunity. Now my passion is my son, not knowing then, is on the fire department. It'll be just under 11 years he's on the Casco Fire Department.
That's awesome.
So he keeps me going.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic. But you're right. That is a community where people just all come together.
Right. Like you said, 600 people. Now, you draw people from all over for these events, but I mean, 600 people are your core.
Right. And it's important to know, too, that we're not just serving the village of Casco. Right. Other departments will call us for mutual aid, and we'll go out and help support.
You know, I'm surprised that, there was a terrible fire in, luckily, no one was killed or anything like that, in Manitowoc about a week ago. I was shocked when I read about the different, DePere.
Yep.
We're talking 50, 60 miles away.
Yes.
And they all showed up.
That Mavis thing is cool. I mean, you guys really, it's like it's in your town.
Right.
They take off like a bat out of hell and they get to it.
Yeah, we'll get there.
That's amazing. Good for you guys.
Yeah. And you guys do get along.
Yeah, we do.
You know, and I think that's cool too. People like to see that.
So if you hit that 100,000, when you hit that $100,000 level, is that it?
I've been asked that. How long are you going to keep doing this for us? And I know the fire chief told me some of the other fire chiefs at their fire chief meetings tease him. When you're done with Debbie Homchild, we'll take her.
Oh.
So I don't know. I said, well, I'm healthy, and I guess, and I feel good. And
tell me a little bit about your radio career.
Oh, yeah. Years ago, my two sisters, my older sister, Tammy Barda, my younger sister, Barb Malezova, there's three girls in our family. We worked at the old WAUN radio in Kewaunee County, polkas, country. We did the sports. We did the live remotes, that kind of stuff. Yeah, Tammy and Barbie had air shifts, and I did production, and I was the traffic manager, and yeah.
That was a great little station in Kewaunee, wasn't it?
Oh, we hear a little bit about it still. You know, like we really miss that station, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's cool. Great stuff. Wow. Well, listen, do me a favor. When you got the next fundraiser coming up, the Ugly Purse, let us know about that. And then I'm asking a favor. If you do the fundraiser again on June 6th, during that week, we'll promote if you bring us some trip.
Sure. Yeah, we could arrange that.
Deal?
Deal.
It's a deal.
Just a little bit, because if you don't like it, then we're going to do it.
Is it sauerkraut?
You can give him mine.
It's cabbage.
It's cabbage. Okay. Wasn't sauerkraut cabbage too, or no? I never know about those things.
Maybe it's seasoned different, or it's not as salty.
It's not pickled.
This is for Debbie today, so it takes her back to the radio station days.
Oh, wow. What were the call letters again?
W-A-U-N.
W-A-U-N.
That's awesome. I still remember the little building out there in the tower and everything. And
oh, yeah. Now there's a family living in there.
Oh, no kidding. In the old studio building?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Great stuff. Tyler Fry, Debbie Homschild, Casco Fire Department, top fundraiser, Ugly Purse Auction, which sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
At the Rendezvous, Saturday, April 26th. That's not the old Mustang Shelley's, is it? Mustang Sally's? No. Okay.
It's only 15 miles east from Green Bay.
I had a couple of nights there with Joe Wesley. I don't know if you knew Joe back in the day. Mm-hmm. You knew Joe.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks for being here. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This song. Interesting people. Man, I'll tell you what. These smaller communities, they got to have people like Debbie.
Love it.
Got to have it. Got to have it. It's the lifeblood.
I mean, I will say this. Very interesting morning with guests.
Wow. Right? It was phenomenal.
Very involved with what's going on in our community.
Not only that, inform. You know, 99% of the time when we bring somebody, we pretty much know. This was an eye-opener from start to finish today.
And yeah. Nothing corporate today. You know, these are all individuals that are leaning in to elevate
their communities. Absolutely.
And to elevate their, you know, blind the association. So,
and the children's home in Memphis. Think of it.
St. Jude's.
Yeah. You know, for the kids with cancer and everything. Right. That started up.
That's a little farm that they.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all of them, like I said.
Although, wait. I don't think it was. How many cattle did she say she had? Like 2,800
or something.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, it's
wow.
A little farm, but she.
Wow.
I just get a kick out of that Canadian accent, but
yeah, that was great.
It was great.
Yeah, she's
literally.
But you really, and I just think that speaks well for Civic Media. They wouldn't have an opportunity to get on Channel 5 or 2 or maybe
not for this,
other,
not for 3 hours worth of different things. Yeah,
radio stations.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
I agree.
I think this is great. And just a reminder, I mean, this is their lifeblood, so we got to support these things. I mean, people. And
I love the small towns that come together and just make it work. Love it. And by the way,
600 people.
Dennis from the Glam Band just texted me and said, Johnny, don't forget 11 o'clock, UW Green Bay women playing for a trip to the NCAA tournament. How cool is that? That would be awesome. Coach Kaler,
they're in
first
Indianapolis?
Year. Yeah.
And if they win this,
they go.
They're on their way.
They're on their way to the NCAA tournament. That's fantastic.
Jim,
okay, 11 o'clock.
Contact your brother. Do some prayers. Yeah. Right?
We got to send them there.
Yeah.
Although it never worked for me.
Well,
never worked for
you
me.
You might be too far gone
well,
for
you,
that.
No,
you know?
Never worked for
you
me.
You took money out of the box.
Yeah,
you
did. You took the candle money. John, the other thing you do is...
I remember one time I ripped off my St. Christopher thing and threw it because we were losing the game. And I thought I'd throw more of that would bring us luck. And the nuns even came to that game. I'll never forget that in high school. I could tell you some bizarre stories about that.
Okay. I don't want to get...
Go ahead.
You... So if you're going to, let's just we'll get to release. But if you're going to pray, pray. Don't see what you do. I think is you bargain. if we win this game, I'll da da da.
Yeah, no question.
That is not a good idea.
Not 100%. That's what I've done every single thing.
I would just gather that.
You by followed through. I was followed through then with what I was going to get.
I see. That's another thing. I don't believe that.
Me either. We'll
I couldn't get in the pre. You know what? They didn't have open enrollment anymore for the seminary. I'll go be a priest.
And the world heaves a collective sigh of relief on that one.
Back then, fog of mirror, I think. It's a lot harder to get in now than it was back then. I'll tell you that.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Some of those priests up in Meyer, they didn't have a bad life.
Ooh, no. I'm not saying they did, John. I'm saying they got into the seminary and actually they had a pretty good life.
Yeah.
First of all, if you have any desire to please your mother, that's probably the best.
Yeah.
You become a priest, that's like, you know, that is.
I had a cousin that was a brother.
A Christian brother? Yeah. Those guys had some wiggle room.
Capuchins?
Well, we're Christian. We were taught by Christian brothers, but.
But it's one of the orders of the brothers.
Right.
But he got a job in Italy teaching over there, and it's like, that's not, I mean.
Those guys had a good gig.
Yeah.
They did.
I could have done that.
Not sure where celibacy came on that list.
I can work around that.
They didn't do the
bargain.
Well, they didn't take the vow.
I'll tell you what.
Of poverty, I'll tell you that.
Justice once.
Okay.
Yeah, justice once. Okay. I'll make you a deal.
Okay, God. Have you seen her?
Come on. You made her.
Yeah.
So.
True story about Ronnie Millsap talking about bargaining with God and stuff like that. There's a place out, I think it's out in Hollywood, a place called Whiskey A Go Go. A lot of country stars perform there, and it, you know, there's strippers and
that's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. And he literally one time he was playing there and he said he was very honest at the old Grand Ole Opry. I said, Lord, let me have vision for just 5 minutes. That's what you remind me of, Lionel.
Yeah. Oh,
I saw him at a concert one time. He was really good. I mean, it's really awesome. Good.
Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
he was at the casino. Did you guys have him at the Carlton? Probably.
I think we did. I didn't do his show, but he's.
He was fantastic. He was just fantastic. No, great lineup, Todd. You put this one all together. None of these were ours, were they? No. I mean, and just a fantastic lineup. So thank you for that, Todd.
You got it.
And Amanda and everybody that puts it all together.
And with some follow-up needs to be done on our part. These are all good things that are continuing. Nothing's like over next week, even from these.
My doctor's on vacation.
Okay. It's talking more about the charity events, but
I thought you meant about me.
We got to do that HME. Too. You do have to have your CPAP.
I
got to
get that
done.
Yeah.
Yep. It's right on your phone, John. Yeah. Right on your phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would be a good idea, especially if, you know, your brother tells you you have it and your wife tells you you have it. It's like, I think I might have it.
So. You know, we're talking about the HME people. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? And we only got a few seconds left or minute left, but something that we, okay. So we were talking about the Gene Hackman thing off the air.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he outlived his wife by several days after she passed away. Okay.
Yes,
and he didn't, I was reading about it. He didn't use a computer, didn't use a cell phone. Must not have had a phone. She must have had the only phone. But I remember when my mom, who lived by herself, and like I said, had some, you know, physical issues. Man, once we got that push a button and you got a couple of neighbors right next to you, that their thing goes off if you do that, even with something like that could have saved him.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. To walk around with your wife in there for 8 days.
Worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah. You know,
neighbors just up the road a little bit.
But could you go off the grid for 7 days without someone calling? No.
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 My mother couldn't. I mean, I just think that's sad that the guy that popular didn't have enough friends to just check in on him.
Plus, I'd be making bets on my phone and things. Yeah, I know. And my book would be coming. Are you okay?
The bookie's knocking at the door. Well, at least we're checking on him.
Yeah. All right, Todd, once again, thanks for a wonderful job putting it all together. Just great guests. Hope we can help you all down the road in the future. Go UW Green Bay women. 11 o'clock, ESPN2, playing for a trip to the NCAA tournament. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.